This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Proverbs 2 using the Focus and Amplify study approach. Now that we identified the focus, acquiring the prize of life, and amplified it in an outline, we need to summarize what we have found and develop some practical applications. Solomon summarizes the outcome well in verses 20 through 21. You will walk in the ways of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. Notice the confidence implicit in these words. When we earnestly pursue the prize of genuinely knowing God and reverentially worshiping Him, God's promises will come alive in us and we'll experience the work of God, making us into the persons He wants us to be. A mature believer will walk in the ways of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. We will enjoy living in the land where God has placed us and be confident that we are secure there. In addition, we need to realize that within God's sovereign plan, there could be changes in location and assignment, but there is always security in following His lead. So don't try to keep a door open that God is closing. On the other hand, be ready to enter a door God is opening and make the most of the new opportunity. Picture it this way. Jesus invites us to be yoked up with Him plowing the field we've been in. Coming to a corner in the field, He turns away from that field to another. Don't resist His choice. Yield to His pull. Together plow the new field. Using another picture, bloom where you've been planted. If you'd like to review this series of studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.